Okay, welcome back. It's good to resume the Thursday night shiur. Parshas Kisavo serves as the source for some of the details of the Mishnah in the beginning of the seventh parak of Sota, discussing what requires Amira B'Lashon HaKodesh and what could be recited B'Chol Lashon. The Mishnah begins in the seventh parak of Sota. Elin Amar Mechaloshon, Parsha Sota, Vidui Meiser, Kriyashma, Vitfila, Birkasamazon. And then the Mishnah says, Elin Amar Mechaloshon, Kodesh, Mikra Bikurim, Chalitza, Brachos. So Vidui Meiser, that's based on Sukkim in Parsha Kisavo. Mikra Bikurim is based on Sukkim and Nisav Amarta, and the Hekish to the Brach and Klal and Hargriza Mahareval, which is a reference here to brachos and klalos. So a few of these halachos in the beginning of this parak, what is Namar b'chol lashon, what is Namar b'lashon HaKodesh, are based on Sukkim in our Sedra. Then the Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Gimel, an explanation of the din that tefillah is Namar b'chol lashon. So there the Gemara says, on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, sorry, that's the wrong direction. Let me go back here. Oh, there we go. Gemara says on Lama Gimel and Aleph, Tfilah Rachmehi, Kalhechi Dibai Matzli. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you could daven b'chol lashon because davening is asking Rachmeh v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Misvara, you can daven in any language that you want. But then the Gemara says, is that really so? With Tevila b'chol lashon, the Amr of Yehuda la'olam al yishal adam tzracha b'lashon aramis. You're not allowed to daven in Aramaic. The Amr of Yochanan kol shel tzracha b'lashon arami ein malach yashareis nizkakin lo lefish ein malach yashareis makirin b'lashon arami. The Gemara has this maimra that you can't effectively daven in Aramaic because the malachim are not makir in Lashon Arami. Gemara says, Lo kasha habiyachid habitzibor. So the fact that you're not allowed to daven b'Lashon Arami, that only applies to Tfilas Yachid, but when you're davening as a tzibor, that's okay. And then there were questions, is that true that Ein Malach Yesharis Makirin b'Lashon Arami? The Gemara brings certain instances where Malachim did understand Aramaic. And the Gemara concludes either Bas Kol Shani or that was a specific instance but isn't reflective of Malachim in general. So as far as the Gemara's distinction between Habayach and Habitzibor, the fact that you're allowed to daven in Aramaic only Bitzibor, Rashi explains Dibur Bas Kol Yachid Sarash Yisayuhu Malach Yasharis. When a person davens is a Yachid, you require the assistance of the Malachi Yashareis to bring your tefillos to the right place. Tzibur lo tzrichi lehu, that's not true when it comes to a tzibur. Dichsiv henkel kavir lo yimas, eino moeis b'tfilaso shel rabbi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is never moeis b'tfilaso shel rabbi. You don't require any additional assistance to have the tefillah of rabbim accepted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Rashi understands the distinction between tefillas yachid and tefillas rabbim. Somehow the Malachim are not makir in Aramaic, and we need their assistance for Tfilas Yachid, but when it comes to Tfilas Tzibur, because of the power of the Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always will accept the Tfilas of the Tzibur without the need for any other assistance. The Or Zeruah may have a different take on this distinction. Or Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Nun has the following line. So if it's true that you're not supposed to daven in Aramaic, why do we have certain tefillos in Aramaic? Tefillos that are recited b'tzibur, that's okay because the Shechina is shora al hatzibur, and that allows us to daven even in a language that the malachim are not makir. So whether there's a nafkamina between Rashi and the Or Zeruah, we'll come back to in a few moments. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, raises the following question. here we go. sorry, let me get the right screen up. Okay. Tosos Yubes and Beis and Shabbos, it has a parallel memra that Malachim are not Makir B'Lashon Aramis. Tosos says Levad Migavriel, that's one of the exceptions of the Gemara in Sota. The tema da filu machshava shabulev kol adam yodim B'Lashon Arami ein yodim. We assume that Malachim have certain broader understandings than humans and are able to understand what people are thinking. So how could it be that the Malachim can understand what people are thinking, but can't understand Aramaic? Tosa leaves out with a question. Tosa Rush over there quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Near Rabbeinu Tam, she'ain choshishin bo aval makirin. It doesn't mean that they don't understand it. It means that they don't give it any credence. And the Tosa Shan says, "Lashon Olsin Kmishe Makir." They pretend that they don't understand it. Shrei Afil Machshavas Olavas. They know that the Malachim understand a lot of things. It's not that they don't understand Aramaic; it's that they are not interested in paying attention to Aramaic. Okay, so is that Dafka Aramaic? Aramaic as opposed to other foreign languages, or does that apply to other foreign languages as well? Is there something worse about Aramaic than English? Or is Aramaic Lavdafka, even Aramaic, but other foreign languages as well, the Malachim are either not Makir or not Gores or don't care to listen to. This also seems to be Machlokas Rishon. We'll see that it comes down, apparently it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Piskei Tosfos in Sota Os Lamed Zayin, Piskei Tosfos writes that the Malachi Hashareis do not understand any language. They only understand Lashon HaKodesh. Aramaic is lav dafka. The Malachi Hashareis do not understand any language. However, the Rush in Brachos, quoting the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, assumes otherwise. Rush in Brachos, Perek Beis, Simon Beis, Matsasi bin Imuke Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Sheya Tamiya Kevin Shetfila B'Yachin Einan Ameris of Lashon HaKodesh, Heyach Nogu Kola Olam, Shanasha mispalos bishar lishonos. So how could it be that if a tefilas yachid cannot be recited in any language other than Hebrew, the Aramaic is lavdafka, can't be recited in any language, so how is it that the women daven in the vernacular? The kevin shachayavas b'tefila lo hayalan lispalos b'lashon hakodesh. So what's the heter to allow women who daven b'yichidus to daven in the vernacular? Rabbani Tsarfas, Sayunosn and Tam Lemina, Gvamru, Kevin Shiat Fila Shatsibra Mispaulin, Kamot Tfila Sibra Daninla. So, as long as the Tfila that they're davening is the same Tfila that is daven Bitsibor, it's the Matbeya that exists Bitfila Bitsibor, even if it's not being recited Bitsibor, so that has a din of Tfilas Hatsibor. And that can be recited Belashon Acheres. The Hadam of Yehuda Al Yishal Al Nisrach Belashon Arami, Zel b'shoel tzrachav kigon sheyesh lochol bebeiso o davar acher shu tzarach. So when the Gemara says that you're not supposed to daven b'lashon aramis, which the Rush understands, Rabbeinu Yonah understands, the lavdafka aramis means any foreign language. That does, and the Gemara distinguishes between tefilas hayachid and tefilas hatzibor. It's not a technical distinction between tefila b'tzibor and tefilas hayachid per se. It's a distinction between the tefila that was established for the benefit of the tzibor, that is typically recited b'tzibor, as opposed to a personal supplication for a specific need that a person may have, that's not part of the matbeya ha-tefila. So if you're going to daven a personal tefila, that has to be recited b'lashon hakodesh. But anything that is mirrored or patterned after tefila b'tzibor, even if it's not b'tzibor itself, that can be recited in other languages. We'll see. This makes it to Shulchan Aruch as well. Then the Rush comments Now, what is it about Aramaic or other languages that the Malachim don't like? Lashon Zeh, the last lines in the paragraph, Lashon Zeh Meguna Beinehem Lizakiklo, that it's considered to be Meguna, that the Malachim shouldn't have to bother themselves with Lashon Aramis. The Madana Yonta there comments that Meguna Beinehem is perhaps Dafka by Aramis. Sartam Lamasha. Lama, Shremavur says, Allah should carve Allah should a Kodesh. Lama Yahu Maguna Beinayim Yosim Yishar Lashonos. Benir Li, Shemizah Tamba Atmo, says, Allah should carve Allah should a Kodesh. Hubishimkah, Hu Maguna Beinayim. The Fishu Kamo, Allah should Shinishabish. That sometimes the closer something is to the real thing, the clearer the fact that it's not the real thing is. Because Aramaic is close to Lashon HaKodesh, and L'chachila is supposed to be davening, or the best is davening Lashon HaKodesh, so that difference is more highlighted if you're davening in the next best thing than if you're davening in something that has no shaychus to Lashon HaKodesh. And that's what potentially makes Aramaic more Meguna, even though the Rush himself is clear, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's lav dafka Aramis, but any foreign language as well, that would be a problem. Biachid, or as he has it, in a tefillah that is meant as a personal tefillah. Be'er Sheva, in his commentary on the Gemara in the Sota, also deals with the same problem. He quotes the Rush. How could it be that Aramaic is Meguna for the Malachim? After all, Targum, there's Aramaic in the Torah, Yigar Sadusa, and there are Sifrei Nach that are in Aramaic. Ve'ef Shalomar, Shezeu Tam, Shein Malachim Avinu, Lashon Arami, Lefi Sherez HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Yavinu, Kishenu Omrim, Tfilos Nos, Shvachos Gedolos, Lashon Arami, Kidei Shelo Yiskanu Banu. That maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Malachim to understand Aramaic so that we could have another language to communicate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly to leave the Malachim out of. Tosos rejects that in a slightly different context. Tosos in Brachos Daf Gimel and Aleph, in discussing, that's the Tosos that has a machlokas, how do you tie Shamayna Hishmei Rabbah? But Tosos there raises the question, why is Kadosh in Aramaic? So says maybe it's because these are holy tefillos, tefillos nos, and therefore they're in Aramaic. So says that's not true because there are many other holy tefillos that are in Lashon HaKodesh. Tosa says it's in Aramaic because that was the language understood by the Monam, and there was a cheshbon why it should be dafka more accessible to the masses. In the footnotes in the fancy annotated Machzor Vitri, he suggests that this comment of the Rush, that the distinction between Sibur and Yachid isn't between whether you daven b'tzibur or whether you daven b'yachid, but whether it's a tefillah that's meant to be b'tzibur as opposed to a personal supplication. But maybe that is lishitaso, or maybe that is dependent on the machlokas Rishonim we started with, about what is the reason for this distinction. So Rashi said that the reason for the distinction between Tfilas Yachid and Tfilas Sibur is Eino Kadosh Baruch Hu Moeis the Tfilas at Sibur. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to reject the Tfilas Sibur. So it's possible that that also applies to a Tfilah that's recited by Yachid, which is the Tfilah meant for the Tzibur. The Eino Kadosh Baruch Hu Moeis, the Tfilah that's meant for the Tzibur. But if it's like the Or Zeruah, that it's dependent on whether the Shekhinah is Shorah or not, so Shekhinah is only Shorah but Tzibur, even if you're going to dive in the Tfilas that are meant for the Tzibur, but Yachid, you still don't have the Shekhinah being Shoreh B'yachid. Okay. The Ravid in Tmim Deim in Simon Kuf Pei Dalid also assumes that Aramaic is Lav Dafka, like the Rosh B'Shem Tamide Rebbeinu Yonah. He says that Ein Malach Yisharis Makirim Shum Lashin Ba'olam Kim Lashin HaKodesh is that Lashin Malach. The Malachim are only programmed to understand Lashin HaKodesh. And he quotes the Memra Natadavin B'Lashin HaRamis, the distinction between Yachid and Sibor. He says, L'kach kol tefila kavua hashava liyachid ulisibor huskana b'lashin hakodesh kedei sheya yachid nishma kishisbala. Dafka, because of that reason, that we want the tefilas yachid to be accepted, that's why the matbeya of tefilas that were established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah are typically b'lashin hakodesh. That way, whatever tefilas we have in the Siddur can be recited by and accepted from a yachid as well. And dafka, those tefillos that were meant to be recited only b'tzibor, those are written or drafted b'lashon aramis. So kaddish was never meant to be recited b'yachid. So then it makes sense to the extent that there is a interest in having tefillos that were more understandable to the masses at the time. So they're misakin kaddish in Aramaic because there's no exposure, there's no downside. Since Kaddish is only recited B'yachid, so we're not worried that a Yachid only recited B'tzibor. We're not worried that a Yachid is going to be stuck having to daven in Aramaic and not having his tefillah accepted. But anything that's not meant to be recited B'tzibor dafka, so that was established dafka b'lashon hakodesh. Okay, Meiri has a slightly different take on this distinction between Yachid and Tzibor. The Meiri there in Shabbos on Daf Yudbeis L'olam al yishal adam tzrach v'lashon arami Shemitoch she'en aloshon shogar b'fi abrios Ena kavanim b'tzuya b'dvarav Ad she'te tfilaso mikubelas. So Aramaic is dafka less understood. So since it's not the Lashon that's Shagur b'fi abrios, it'll be more difficult to have proper Kavana. Mikol makom, kol le'inyan chole, mitoch she'adam mechavim b'tfilas v'yoser, ein b'zeh beis michush. V'chein kos v'ga'onim b'tfilas ha'tzibur, shu b'chol Lashon mitam zeh, she'atzibur sh'chinei mahem, v'asolom r'shakavanasim mitziya harbe. When we say that the Shechina is mitziya b'tzibur, it doesn't mean that because the Shekhinah is there, your tefillos will be more readily accepted, per se. It's that because the Shekhinah is there, somehow that enhances the kavanah of the participants, and the mispalim are going to be mechavein. So it's not detrimental if they're diving in a language that they understand less, because they'll be able to focus. In most situations, if we talk about the possibility of a diving of the vernacular, that's because that's the language that people more readily understand. But Dafka Ramis, which in certain times in history was not readily understood, the Meiri says there, it's only when you're davening B'tzibor and the Shechina Shruya that enhances your Kavana, and you're able to focus on the Perish HaMila more, even if it's not your natural language. And the Orchas Chaim says something similar, Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Simin Yud Tes. Okay, how's this quote in Shulchan Aruch? Skipping a couple of marmakamas that are similar. So the Mechaber writes in Simen Kuf Aleph Seif Dalid, Yachal Espala B'chol Lashon Sheyirtze, V'hani Mila B'tzibor, Aval B'yachid Lo Yispalel El Lashon HaKodesh, V'yesh Omrim, V'hani Mila K'sheshel Otzracha, K'gon Sheyispalel Chola Al Shum Tzar Sheyesh Lo Beso, Aval Tfila Ha Kavua Litzibor, Afila Yachid Yachal Omra B'chaloshin. So that's the rush that we saw, that if it's a tefillah that's meant for the Tzibor, then there's nothing wrong with a Yachid reciting it even in other languages. Yesh Omrim, the Af Yachid Kishashel Tzrachav, Yachal Lishal B'chaloshin Sheyirtza Chutz B'lashon Arami. So that's the opinion reflected in some of the Rishonim, that that it's dafka lashon aramis, which is problematic, and not other languages.
Rabbi Zilberman.
Yes.
The Mefarshim, like the Madan Yontov and others, even the Orchos Chaim, they have to explain what the lashon that was quoted earlier by the Or Zeruah as to why. So why war Chazal? Why did the Chavim Misake and Yekomprok and other Tfilos Yiskadol in Aramis?
Right. So some of the Rishonim. So let's say, according to Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Gimel, seems pretty clear. And the Masor Vitri also sounds like this, at least in one line, that was the vernacular, and that's what people understood. So there is a balance between having the Malachim understand it, where that's relevant, and using a language that people understood at the time.
That's not the impression you get from, the Orchos Chaim, Ophidus Lashon Rami Huzar.
Right, so that's not the Orchos Chaim, and that's not the Meiri.
Right.
But I presume that the Orchos Chaim and the Meiri would acknowledge the reality that when these tefillos were established, Aramaic was a vernacular. Right, so they're writing in Provence a thousand years later.
It's true, but everything else was lost in the Kodesh anyway.
Right.
So they Chazal could have done Misakin the same thing, and they could have kept that in Lashon HaKodesh as well. It's just a couple of tefillos that were Aramis.
Right. So you do have the Mahalach and some Rishon or the possibility Tosi rejects, but others may have that these are tefillos Naos.
Right.
And somehow that's more popular Lashon Aramis, and if the Mahalach don't understand it, then we're trying to hide it from them.
Yeah, if you have a Mahalach, then that fits in very well. But if you don't have a Mahalach, it's why exactly these tefillos were chosen more than anything else is very interesting.
Right. So for the Meir and the Orchos Chaim, I don't know. That's not clear.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So Mishnah Berurah writes there in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah writes similar things in Hilchos Kriya Shema as well. That's still mitzvah min hamufchar dafka b'lashon hakodesh. And then he references tshuvas of the Chasson Sofer. The Chasson Sofer, at least some of this was included. He references, the Mishnah Berurah rarely references contemporary issues in the Mishnah Berurah. But here he references the anti-reform polemic included in the Sefer Divrei Abris, which was a Sefer of tshuvas that was collected by the Bezdin in Hamburg circa 1820 against the beginnings of the Reform movement, the initial inroads of which were the three topics discussed in this collection called Eilat Divrei Abris that the Mishnah Berurah references are, number one, cutting out certain tefillos, references to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, and things like that. Number two, davening or introducing tefillos into the vernacular. And number three, having an organ played in Shul on Shabbos, Ayidei Nachri. So those are the three issues discussed in this Eilat Divrei Abris, which includes tshuvas from the Chasson Sofer, Rekiv Eger, from Mordechai Benet, the Nesivos, and other less famous Gedolim of the time as well. So the Chasson Sofer, in his, there are two tshuvas of the Chasson Sofer that are printed in the Eilat Divrei Abris. So one of them, he writes as follows. V'amasha tefilas mitzibur b'loshen she'enu loshen hakodesh. They instituted having tefilas in the vernacular. Ze'iyav shabisham ofen. The imga gam mishnah bruka. He, what do you mean? He yavshar b'chol ofen. So mifurish a mishnah elin amar b'chol ashan, including tefila. So what's wrong? Nikal makom haynu dafka yachid b'akray. The Chasson Sofer says that no, that allowance is only on a occasional basis. Aval lahasmid mikol shekain lahamish lechsiber l'sfab loshin ha'amim. But to have that established as part of the liturgy and to have the shliach sibor davening in the vernacular, Why do they have to go through the bother of establishing a nusach atvila? They also spoke other languages. They should have established it in Babylonian. So he says the whole allowance is only on an occasional basis, but not to establish it as a policy or as tefillah b'tzibur. And the Nesivos writes in the same collection, the Oda tefillah b'lashon hakodesh, gamzeh nichla b'asher amarnu l'mala, Nimsar Lanami Abasainu Lispala Blush and Akodesh, the Gambazet Amim Sasam Yiduam Lan Sasam Istarmi Manu, the Kamosh and Asar Bazam and Sanu Chachmenu, the Echach Amar Gibor Ozaz Amit Chazak, that you could only praise a Gashmaku with the Matbeish Tavu Chachamim, you can't add your own praises. So too, the tefillahs are established in a very specific way. And he adds the point that we don't necessarily know how to properly translate all the tefillah, so we're not capable of doing that. So that's his additional objection to the trend at the beginning of the reform movement. Mr. Brewer also mentions there in Sifkat and Yotes, Bitsibur Mutter Aflash and Arami, Bazasi Shapir Madomi, you come pork on a Brishme Bitsibur Vachadome, Lufize, in this Palel Bibeso, and Yachalomar Shum, you come pork on. If you're davening at home, you don't say any, you come pork on. Chuvas Hart Svi, Ritsu Pesach Frank, Archaim, Chelik Alas, Simon Samach Dalid, references a practice of reciting the first Yukum Purkan even if you're not davening a Bitsibor, which he doesn't understand how that's consistent with the fact that you can't daven Aramaic Tfilos, not Bitsibor. He says maybe the justification for that, and the Isha Yisrael quotes that the Shari Ephraim says that you do recite the first Yukum Purkan B'yachid, because it's brachos for the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, and that's appropriate even b'yachid. Ritzi Pesach Frank says, Yitachin lomar ditzrach av amru shalo yishav lashon arami. You shouldn't ask for personal things. But tzarche shemayim, that you could, and maybe that's the justification for reciting the first Yukum Purkan b'yachid. And he says, you could ask the same question about Zmiros, even though I'm not sure why Zmiros are necessarily tvila. So why do we say karibon on Friday night? So also that's not tzrachav, that's you're being mispalel for binyan beis hamikdash, shmuel yisus Yisrael, and he thinks that is okay. So I think this is a machlokas between the English sidurim. If I recall, the old Birnbaum sitter said that you do recite the first Yukum Purkan b'yachid, and it could be the first Arskol sitter did also, you have to check. I know the RCA sitter that came out recently says you don't say any Yukum Purkans like the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what Rav Schechter advised people during the time that we were davening B'yachid, not to recite any Yukum Purkans like that Mishnah Berurah. Okay, I think we're out of time.
Thank you. Good to have you back. Good Shabbos,
everyone. Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos. Stay safe.